That's right. A little Baron Burton's W sauce. Owl and Lager. New Round Brewing. Kennesaw State's, they played, was it Wake Forest they played the other day? And almost won. They got a game. They're playing Indiana this weekend. Fighting John Freakies. All right. I know he's a Nebraska fan, but he's also an Indiana basketball fan, too. It's really weird.
I know people like that.
Because his wife went there. Yeah.
So he's been calling these money games on college football game time on Saturdays. Because Wake Forest, he called games for Wake Forest, and his daughter went to Kennesaw State.
Yes.
So that's why he calls them money games.
He'll tell you all the teams he called games for. All right. Look, the story, we want to get to it real quick because I know we got a wake-up call. A $1 million luxury yacht tipped over and sank minutes after its inaugural launch. I mean, this video pops up on my Twitter feed, and it's got this big old hole, right, going down this I don't know, whatever it is, and it goes like a launch. Mm-hmm. But not a regular boat launch like we're used to. And it goes into the sea. This happened like in Turkey. And it's 15 minutes off the shore of Turkey. And the thing gets out there a little bit. And all of a sudden you see the one side leaning. And it just flips on its side. And then you see a guy walking on the bottom of it and everything. And then he like has a life jacket on. He has to jump off. It's called the Dolce Vento. And it eased into the northern Turkey's district where there's a sea over there. And this thing just, like, leans and tips over. You can find the video. This article I got is on the New York Post. It was the first time the 85-foot boat went in the water. It was worth around $940,000.
Wow.
And it was delivered to his owner, who is from Istanbul. They do not know what happened, but the captain, the owner, and two crew members all jumped overboard and swam to shore without injury. The Coast Guard put up like a little security perimeter around it, and they're going to investigate it. But, I mean, this
brutal.
I just see the video, and I'm like, what's going on? And then I read the caption, and I was like, oh, I'm going to watch this. And like, and I just watched the whole thing, and I was like, I don't know how to feel because this sucks.
Yeah, it does suck, man.
But you know what? I thought to myself, well, he had insurance, surely. And you got $1 million to buy a boat, then I'm sure you got disposable income. You'll figure it out.
Goes to show you, just because you can afford a boat doesn't mean you need a boat. You know what I mean? I'm also upset with Allie.
Why are you upset with me?
I can't believe you let him get away with the Dulce. You know what I mean? Like, I've been just getting it absolutely tight. He drops the Dulce.
Yours was Icarus, though.
I know. Like,
you also,
I still don't know how to say it.
You also made a horrific face when she mispronounced the name on accident earlier.
Is that what it is? This is my get back?
Yeah.
Do you know what Dulce is?
Yeah, it's like a type of like brand that women have, Dulce Gabbana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dolce and Gabbana.
I was like, dang, he nailed that part of it and still didn't say it right. All right.
My chair just shrunk.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Had you fallen over? We do have wake-up call. 404-726-0929. This is still the story about Roy Jones Jr. and my hometown, some of the hometown heroes I grew up with. We're also getting you set for Dallas and Philly tonight. Let us know your thoughts on the NFL season coming up this weekend right here in the wake-up call. All right, before we get to the phone lines, like I said, 404-726-0929. If you guys want to call in on the wake-up call, let us know who your hometown hero is. Allie just... with the tease of all teas. She's like, there's a big one for my hometown.
Oh, yeah.
I got to know. What we got?
There's a massive one for my hometown. And I do have the yearbook. And I've talked about this on the radio for years. I've yet to hear from him. He would never remember me. But I went to high school with Brian McCann. And he had signed his deal with the Braves before they picked the superlatives. And so he got most likely to be famous.
Wait. Were y'all friends?
No, I never spoke to him. He was a few years older than me.
Okay.
So I didn't know him, but like I have that yearbook.
Yeah. That's pretty cool though.
Pretty cool.
It reminds me really of the Josh Berry conversation. Do you remember who Josh Berry went to high school with? The NASCAR driver, the 21 car.
I know who Josh Berry
is. I'm telling people that are listening because they
you were looking right at me and I'm like, yeah, I know who he is. No, who did he go to school
Taylor Swift.
Really?
Yeah, he went to high school with Taylor Swift. And
is
they're
that
like,
Pennsylvania?
Are y'all friends? And he was like, we literally never spoke.
Yeah, yeah.
Never once did we ever talk to each other. I think it's Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe I'm wrong.
I imagine they ran in completely different circles.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, he was a gearhead over there. He probably had auto mechanics class, and she was probably in like the, you know.
He was running iRacing, man.
The drama.
For his career.
Oh, so he was a nerd too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Brian was always, you know, playing baseball, and I was an improv troupe, so we like, we were nuts.
What is that? What is
improv troupe, where you go and you act out scenes and stuff.
That's
and you're
a thing?
Oh, yeah. I was director of improv troupe at Duluth High School, man.
That is so on brand.
You've officially overtaken Garrett as the nerdiest person here. Like, he was a mathlete. You were an improv troupe.
Director. We ran in different circles.
I don't know. That's like a battle royale there. That's like, who's the bigger nerd, improv troupe or mathlete? I mean,
there's your wake-up call, Todd. What's the nerdiest thing you've done in your history?
On. Could you letter? Could you letter for a mathlete, Gary?
It's like, I wasn't a mathlete.
Did you give you like a plus sign or something? And then if you lettered all 4 years, you ended with like a division sign or something.
All right, he's on the phone working the phone. Hey, Gary, if you can hear me, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Sean. Hey, Sean, I hope you're having a great Thursday, man. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Man, I listen to you guys every morning going to work. I'm headed to work right now.
Awesome, man. Appreciate that.
Hey, look, calling in because you said you wanted to wanted to know the guys from your hometown.
Yes, sir.
So check it out. I'm from small town South Georgia, Coffee County, Douglas, Georgia. I don't know if you guys ever heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm gonna give you two old and two recent. And the old names are big to us because we're a small town. We don't get too many big names come from there. But back in the day, for Georgia Bulldog, we had Andre Pupwood Smith.
Okay.
Did you guys heard of him?
Yes, absolutely.
And Jennifer Nettles.
Oh, yes.
Songwriter. Wow.
She's
okay.
From our hometown.
All right.
And then the two recent ones, former Atlanta Falcon, Kentavious Smith.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Kentavious Street. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
There you go. There you go.
Street. And the infamous Tyreek Hill.
Oh, wow.
I knew there was one in there somewhere. Yeah. I knew there was one in there somewhere. Appreciate the phone call, Sean.
Didn't Street re-sign to the practice squad?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So yeah.
What's in the water down there? I mean, what a slew
yeah,
of people.
Kentavious Street, Jennifer Nettles, Tyreek Hill. That's pretty solid squad. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Garrett, let's talk to our buddy Meat. What's going on, man?
What's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, my hometown hero, man. I want to give a shout out to my uncle. He's the flag football coach of the South Fulton Ravens.
Okay.
And he's doing great work. I think he made Channel 2 News about a couple months ago. But, yeah he's doing great work.
What's the age group?
I'm not really sure, but it may be like 10 and up or something like that.
Okay, cool.
I'm not really sure. But he does females as well, flag football.
That's where it's at, man. Appreciate the phone
call. He's doing a lot of coaching, man. I appreciate y'all for giving me that platform to give him a shout out.
Of course, man. We love the hometown hero stuff. Hey, how about our buddy Donaldson? I just found out, and he might be listening right now, just found out he's coaching girls flag football this year, high school level.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Because, you know, his son is about the same age as your daughter.
Yeah, they're about a week apart.
They're about a week apart. And
yeah, they're
like,
soulmates.
Man, he didn't want to take on the responsibility of coaching full-time like Friday night high school football.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I'll do the girls flag football.
That's
man.
Cool.
I really enjoy that. Yeah,
I don't blame him.
Perfect for that job.
Do they
absolutely perfect for that job.
I know they do girls flag football, and it's really big in high school. And the Falcons and the A&B organization are all big on that. But do they still do Powder Puff? Or is that kind of
I don't know.
That's
a great question.
Is that going away because flag football? It just popped in my mind. I was like,
yeah,
okay,
I hope not. I hope it's still there.
I was the head coach of the Powder Puff team, junior and senior year. That was always a lot of fun, man. That was always a lot of fun. Always enjoyed Powder Puff football.
Did I play Powder Puff? We had it. That was for the popular girls. I was over in my improv
group.
I was over in theater. You know, doing playing zing zap zop, all that stuff.
Yeah, that's
zip zap
crazy.
Who?
Zing zang zop. That's an improv game.
Dude, just stop. I swear. You know we love you.
I know.
But let's bury that one down deep.
When I watch those office episodes where Michael Scott takes improv classes, I'm like, oh God. Oh, God,
man.
That was me.
Also, the verdict is in.
Yeah, but all he wanted to do is be a cop.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw it a minute ago. Stink just walked by. The verdict he's in. It's not a suit. It is a blue jacket, though. And He has the pocket square. It's not the three mountaintops like I thought it was going to be. It's just a
Just tell us just the color.
Fluff. What's the color?
I just did.
You
it
said
was
the,
blue.
The jacket was blue.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't wearing a suit, though.
Yeah, but he had the hanger.
Oh, the pocket square. I don't know. Light,
light blue.
It's blue.
Yeah, yeah.
Light blue. Specifically, come on now. Give
I'm
me my flowers.
Extremely, like, colorblind. So,
I'm good not, job, Garrett. Good job, Garrett.
I didn't know that you were that. That's what you were asking about, the pocket square color.
Yeah. Sorry. I didn't mean to.
Is that what we were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't talking about that.
That's what
I was.
That's what me and Garrett were talking about.
I was talking about it.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was walking in here in a red suit, if that's what you thought I was saying.
Are you
that's exactly what I thought you were saying. I was like, the power suit? The red? Like, what are we talking
Are you just
about?
Having your own conversations in your head today? Oh. Icarus?
All right.
No, I said that out loud.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Coming up, our Braves insider, Grant McCauley, will jump on the show with us next to talk about those Braves on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.